WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In our last episode, I spoke about changes to the definition of storms to allow the National Hurricane Center to continue with advisories even after a storm becomes non-tropical, all of which came about because of Hurricane Sandy. Well, there are other changes coming in hurricane products for 2013. The Tropical Cyclone Update, or TCU, product is a text product that provides notice of significant changes in a tropical cyclone that occur between regularly scheduled public advisories. Now, beginning in 2013, the TCU will also be issued to provide a continuous flow of information regarding the center location of a tropical cyclone when watches or warnings are in effect and the center can be tracked with land-based radar. This will eliminate the Tropical Cyclone Position Estimate product. Another big change comes in the Tropical Weather Outlook. It typically covered the next 48 hours, but will now cover the next 5 days. The Tropical Weather Outlook is a text product that describes areas of disturbed weather and their potential for tropical cyclone development. The information will be provided probabilistically in 10% increments and will supplement the 48-hour probabilistic formation potential already provided. The National Hurricane Center is currently developing a corresponding 5-day genesis potential graphic that might also be available in 2013. The current graphical tropical weather outlook that highlights the location of areas of disturbed weather and shows the 48-hour probabilistic genesis potential will remain unchanged. Now, one more important change comes to the size of the tropical cyclone forecast cones. They're shrinking. The cone represents the probable track of the center of a tropical cyclone and is formed by enclosing the area swept out by a set of imaginary circles placed along the forecast track at 12, 24, 36 hour, etc. intervals. The size of each circle is set so that 2/3 of historical official forecast errors over the previous 5 years fall within the circle. A table on the NHC website shows that the radii of the circles will be smaller by as little as 3 miles at 12 hours and by as much as 32 miles by 120 hours. For your weather questions, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.